You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I wanted to say this for a while. We're here on 880 AM where money talks and where, well, some other stuff. Well, we won't go there. But anyway, we're back here with my good friend Dan Santos. Danny is the guy I'm going to have build me my dream car. We're going to start planning it. In fact, we already have started talking about it here on the show. But because Freedom Business is all about you, the guest, and you, the listener, I want to talk to Dan about what his dream car is and how he'd get there. So, Danny, it's all yours, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Jim, I wanted to go back for one of the more affordable things that I forgot to tell you about. It's called a rat rod or a derelict. And here's a good example. So we found a 57 Buick Roadmaster. Straight bodied, paint's all faded, the interior is so-so. Pick it up for $2,000. We put a little bit of suspension, new disc brakes, and everything's ready to go. And you're looking at around $6,000-$7,000, and you're driving something pretty cool.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that a little later then. My wife's listening. Honey, I hope you don't mind if I get myself a toy for this boy over here. Now, what's your dream car? We talked a little bit about that when we were over at the Lamborghini dealer looking at Supercar Saturday, and you kind of blew my mind when you talked to me about it. You're a young guy, but what's the car you picked?
Oh, the one that we saw over there was the new Ford Raptor.
Oh, no. That's the one you want to get for yourself or what do you want to build for yourself?
That's my daily driver. So for me, actually, I've had my dream car for about 14 years. And this is something that my wife has been getting on me because it's been sitting in two pieces in my yard for that long.
Oh, no wonder your wife is getting on you about that. Do they at least able to mow the lawn around it?
Yes, they can, actually. Funny enough, you can tell where the car is. it's a 1969 Corvette.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, keep going.
It's one of the most beautiful designs ever made. The car is absolutely sexy. The curves, the gills on the side of the car. Actually, I'm going to be starting on that at the end of this month.
Well, maybe what you should do is take some pictures and flip them at me and post them up on our Facebook site so people can watch and follow you. Link into that, too. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, no, absolutely. We actually got a couple other projects, too, that I'm going to start posting up, and I'll make sure to share it with you.
Oh, well, tell us a little bit about the projects.
Well, we have a 1965 Shelby Daytona race car that we got. It's a kit car from Factory 5. And we're doing a completely full build on it. It's wild.
Oh, yeah? So what does that mean? It's a kit car and you're doing a full build on it because you just talked in jargon and I don't understand it.
So this car, there was only about 10 of them ever made, and they're about $7 million a piece. So you have a company who goes out and they create a subframe for it and a body out of fiberglass, and then they sell that. And then they leave whoever buys it to put whatever they want inside it. Suspension, engine, transmission.
Must scream.
Oh, my God, it's going to be crazy.
It must scream. Now, I think I've seen a couple of those. What do they go for, like $1 million, $1.5 million when they're real, or $5 million? What is it? What is
that closer to $7 million.
Oh, it's a good thing I'm not in the market for one of those just now.
Maybe, so for about $70 million, I can get you into one of them.
Well, that sounds really awesome. Nobody's going to know the difference unless they really check, will they?
Pretty much.
Now, let's talk about it again. Let's say I live in, your shop is in South Miami, right?
Correct. Across the street from Sunset Place.
Okay. So let's say I live in Pinecrest, Coral Gables. I'm out on a Saturday or a Sunday or during the week. Can I just come by, meet you at the shop, take a look at what's in progress, talk cars?
Oh, absolutely. We love that. And we encourage people to do that. Because what we do is fun. It's a hobby. We love it, and it turns ultimately into a drug. You get addicted to the horsepower and the speed, and it just gets crazier.
Well, like Larry and I say, gasoline was made for one reason, and that's to burn.
That's right.
Now, where can people drive these? You know, I don't see a lot of them on the roadway, and I know you told me that Ferrari, for instance, has a special car that you can only buy, and then they only give it to you to drive on the racetrack. So let's say I've got myself... It's next year. I've got my GTO. We painted it black. We got the red stripe down it, and it only makes a little bit of noise, but you can kind of tell when I'm around, just right. Like when I'm in the room. So where can I take that car?
Well, the cars that we build, we like to keep to something that's called pro touring. Mm-hmm. So we're not just putting a lot of horsepower and big wheels and hoping you go straight. So our guys are engineers, so we engineer every piece, so you can take the car as a daily driver, or you can take it out to the track and actually go around corners instead of just up and down the quarter mile.
Now, can I use the same tires, or do I have to listen to me? Or do I have to use different tires on the track, or what?
I would recommend it. Yeah, something softer that grips a little bit better, or you might just miss that curve and just keep going.
Yeah, I know. I watch just enough sports auto racing to know that you need the sticky wide tires. Now, let's talk about trucks. We were at Larry's. We saw this truck. You stopped. You looked. I think you even posted about it. What's the hottest truck on the road today?
Well, right now, it's that 2017 Ford Raptor. That was actually the first one I've ever seen on the streets, and I think it's probably one of the first ones down here in South Florida. It's something that's absolutely crazy. They took a Baja truck, and just like we were talking about Mustangs, they put it out there, and you can get it fully warrantied.
Oh, I see. Now, that's it. Now, let's say I got it fully warrantied. I've had it for 3 years. It's off warranty, maybe four, whatever it is. Now, what can I do to make that car even more macho?
Oh, my God.
Not a truck.
There's so much. It's a fantastic starting base, but it only does have 450 horsepower.
Oh, what a wimpy thing.
It is.
You
it
can't tow anything more than like a little mini thing there.
Sub 600, you're not really talking muscle. So, well, I mean, the biggest hurdle, though, on the car is that you can't get it from a dealer for less than $30,000, $40,000 over MSRP.
Well, you know, then maybe somebody should buy a straight thing there and bring it to you in a couple of years and let you fit it out. Now, what if you were going to take a car today, stock, we talked about the Mustang. What's another stock car that you would really want to fit out that somebody could get? They buy it, they drive it around for a couple of years, it goes off warranty, they bring it to you. What would a car be that somebody could do that and kind of make that plan?
And again, it comes around on budget, right? Anything domestic, the Mustangs, the Camaros, the Dodge Challengers, the Chargers, those are great start. I mean, they already come kicking butt, you know, and we can just make it a little bit better. You get to the BMWs, to the Mercedes, and triple the investment. Anything that you have to do, and then on repairs too.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure we tell everybody again. Everybody that works on your team is a vet.
Yes.
And where do they find you? We talked in general about South Miami, but where in South Miami? What's an address? What's a website?
Okay, the website is www.clrdhot.com. So it's Cleared Hot. And we are at 5781 Commerce Lane, Miami, Florida, 33143, across the street from Sunset Place, where all the body shops are at.
Okay, now, let's see. What was I going to ask? Wanda got my attention. Oh, that's it. I know what I wanted to do before you came off. I wanted to make sure I thanked you and your whole team for the service that you provided our country, putting yourself in harm's way, making sure that the people that are out there doing the dirty work are protected and safe and have something that really works. Because, you know, you hear all these things about the parts and the things, and they got to scavenge and they got to make it up, and you know, the dust and the dirt and the grime. And, you know, excuse me, it's really important that the people out there that are putting their life on the line have a really good team behind them. And, you know, you and your team, I want to thank you really for that kind of service. And then I'm going to flip right back into the marketing thing and say, that's why I want behind me when I'm behind the wheel. Somebody that really cares.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Who else you want to give a shout out to? I know we had a little man in the car with us the other day.
Oh, yeah. My son Duke and my daughter Alessandra, who's probably screaming right now if she heard her name on the radio, and my lovely wife, who's been absolutely supportive in everything that we do.
Well, that's really terrific. Now, just again, I want you to give out how people find you, and then I want to talk one more time about the smoking hottest car you've seen that you want to have for yourself, unlimited budget. How do people find you? And that'll give you a chance to think about what you want.
ClearedHot.com, that is Charlie Lima, Romeo Delta, Hotel Oscar Tango.com. We are 5781 Commerce Lane, Miami, Florida, 33143. The phone number is 305-661-7711.
Go slower on the phone number because we got people that are Jets fans and they just can't process information that quickly.
Oh, I hear you. 305-661-7711.
Okay, you got an unlimited budget. You're not getting the Cobra. What do you want?
Oh, I'm still sticking with my 69 Corvette, but we're going really crazy all out there. Full custom frame, engine, transmission, suspension, the works. Wide flares, it'd just be killer.
Now, we saw the happy hippie up there, the guy that has the 30 different cars, right?
Yes.
Now, let's say you got that vet, and you told me that the guy got his fancy paint job with what you call a wrap. I guess that's a plastic thing or whatever you put on the outside of the car.
Yes, it was chrome.
Oh, wow. Well, would you paint your Corvette, or would you do like one of these funky wraps?
I would actually paint the Corvette.
Okay.
If it's my ultimate dream car, it would be the paint job. But we do, for example, the Daytona we're going to be wrapping it.
Okay.
Because depending on our mood, we can just switch it out.
Really? So that comes on and off?
Yeah. 2-3 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. So it looks like I got a new car after a week in the shop.
Yep. And those wraps last about 5 to 7 years.
Wow. Wow. And then you can like go online, pick out the customized wrap that you want. There's like a place to do that.
No, you actually can sit down and computer pick actually graphics that you want to put in, and we can design everything. So my car would have Freed On Business on the back end.
Who loves you, bud? No, I got to go on the front. I'm not all about tushies. I'm about the front end. But okay, Freed On Business. We'll do that. We'll do the Freed On Business car. Now, what color are you going to paint your car?
An ice silver.
silver.
Yeah, it's a matte silver. You see a lot of them on the high-end Mercedes. Very nice. Uh-huh. With the nice bronzed wheels.
Uh-huh.
I can be here all night talking about this.
What kind of engine?
Oh,
let's talk dirty.
An LSX engine, something that's putting out 700 something horsepower, and it's probably worth more than most cars. So
now, you pull up next to me on Dixie Highway. Am I going to know all this stuff that's underneath there, or can you kind of go a little stealthy and then open it up on a highway?
Oh yeah, no. So we do something. We put exhaust cutouts where you can turn on and off the straight pipe exhaust. So when you want to be stealthy, you can sneak up, and when you click on that button, everybody knows you're there.
Oh my gosh, I got to have you on again. This has been great. Wanda, we're going to get ready. We got our next guest lined up out there. All right. Well, listen, we're going to come back. We're going to have the COO of RE/MAX Worldwide. We're going to talk about the future of real estate, but I'm also going to talk to him a little bit about his career path and what made him so special and how he got this job. I got a little insight from some local people that know him. It's going to be an awesome interview. And when we're done, you'll be able to plan your future if you're looking at real estate. I want to thank my good friend Danny Santos for coming in and absolutely getting me fired up about my next car.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, take it away, Wanda. We'll be back with some great information you'll be able to use right away to make your future better. Wanda, rock us.